You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Corey Brock with MLB.com, Padres.com. I'm here with Hunter Renfroe, outfielder for the San Diego Padres. Hunter, this is your second big league camp, and I'm sure maybe not as many butterflies as last year when you showed up here. How do you think this year will be any different?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, you kind of come in here with the best intentions and hope for the best, and you just kind of come out here and try to learn as much as possible, really, and you just kind of try to go with the flow, really. You know, you just come out here and try to come in place and try not to stand out too much, but you try not to, you know, be the slacker. You try to do the best you can. So that's all I come out here to do, is try to learn something and do the best I can.
Speaking of learning something, what were some of the things that you picked up on last year in big league camp, and what was that experience like?
You know, I learned a lot, really, how to be a leader and how to learn a lot of stuff from the outfielders, you know, Matt Kemp and Justin Upton, those kind of guys that had so much experience here and so much positive experience and doing well. So I just kind of learned from them and really hope to build on that this year.
As we look at your 2015 season, started in Double A, eventually moved to Triple A. There were some struggles in the Texas League, which is not uncommon for a young hitter. The season went on, you got better, and then the move to Triple A, certainly you really soared there. What was 2015 like for you?
You know, like you said, I mean, it was kind of a struggle. I was trying to figure some things out. Came out of a really good spring training, I thought, and was really feeling good about it, and kind of caught a hiccup there. Figured some things out kind of first of the half of the season, and from there on, you know, I really thought I did really well. Hit some balls too that, you know, of course you get a lot of balls that get caught here and there that really doesn't count, but, you know, I really felt feel good about it, I guess, just barreling balls up and hitting balls well. So I kind of built on that and really improved throughout the season, got to Triple A, and all those balls that, you know, sometimes wouldn't fall in, you know, fail for me. So it just went really well for me at the end of the season and throughout Triple A.
How do you sort of handle, as a young player, the success and failure component, trying to probably walk a fine line, never get too high, never get too low? I suppose that's an adjustment for all professional players, but what's that been like for you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's basically the mental aspect of the game where, you know, you're playing 130 games, you know, so you can't be too down on one day and because you got another day that you got to play another game. You know, you got 7 days a week you're playing a game, so you can't just be too down on yourself. You can't just be too harsh on yourself. You got to know that you got another day. You got to come out there and do the best you can that day, and especially if you're an everyday player, you know. I pride myself in being out there every day and being injury free, so I go out there and with the same intention every day that you know I'm gonna go 4 for 4. If I don't, oh well, you know, I got tomorrow. You know, I'm gonna go out there, work a little bit harder, find my swing, and get out there and do the best I can.
You find yourself here certainly in your second big league camp, like we talked about, having advanced to Triple A last year, sort of being on the cusp of making it to the big leagues. For you, Hunter, for 2016, your goals or maybe some things in your game you still feel like you need to tighten up?
You know, I always feel like play disciplines could help a lot. I'm a very aggressive hitter as it is. I mean, I can't change that. That's who I am, you know. I'm hunting the fastball early. And you know, that's what a lot of big league hitters do, I guess. You got to sit there and be ready for the fastball. But anyway, you know, I want to work on a lot of, you know, just really working on my zone. You know, I want to hit the ball in my zone and not try to leave my zone of the outside curveball or, you know, what have you that I've been chasing. But mostly I want to work on play discipline and defensive skills as well. I mean, I always want to work on my defensive skill. It always can be better.
Lastly, kind of a fun one. Who's maybe the most fun or most interesting or maybe best teammate you've had so far? Someone that you've maybe that's been with you as you've kind of climbed through the Padres system that you've sort of found yourself gravitating toward?
You know, I always like Brandon Auger. He's, of course, in the minor leagues, but me and him have always had a really good relationship. He's a pitcher, a left-handed pitcher. We've always had a great relationship. We've kind of roomed together now for, like, I guess, basically almost 2 years, and we just had a good relationship.
All right, Hunter, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.